Good morning and welcome to Coffee.
I'm Samantha Watson, and this morning I'm joined by Jason Chetty. He's a public affairs specialist for the Small Business Administration, specifically in its Office of Field Operations and Disaster Recovery.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Coffee.
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Great. And so, Jason, you are from the Small Business Administration, and you were doing a pop-up here in Bethel. I figured a good place to start is, could you say a little bit about the Small Business Administration? What is a Small Business Administration?
Yeah, the interesting thing about the Small Business Administration, and I'm part of the Office of Field Operations and Disaster Recovery's Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience. So, you know, for many people, they hear Small Business Administration is in town helping people, and they think, well, we're not a small business. But the interesting thing about the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience is that almost 80% of the loans that we do are to homeowners and renters. So if you suffered actual damage from the October flooding, we can help you. We like to look at our goal is going after the uninsured and underinsured. And even if you're fully insured, we know sometimes insurance doesn't pay for everything. So we can step in there and cover up the difference for any sort of losses that you have. So it's a very unique organization. And then, of course, the business side of the house, we're able to do up to $2 million worth of loans for business losses or economic injury from the flooding in October, as well as smaller or private nonprofit organizations. They're eligible for loans also.
And so how is, you know, there's a lot of folks that are, you know, posted up in town to help people. Like, I know there are people applying for assistance through FEMA and things like that, but this is a loan. Could you talk about a little bit how this is different and how, you know, what kind of person this might be able to help?
Sure. You know, FEMA is going to take care of the immediate stuff, the grants to make sure that you're housed and everything. And, you know, they've got their own processes for that. But Small Business Administration, what we look for is more of a long-term recovery efforts. You know, loans are different. Some people probably don't want to take loans, but we make these loans very low interest. As a matter of fact, if for home loans, it's as low as 3%. For the small businesses, it's as low as 4%. And for the private nonprofit organization, it's as low as 3.625%. So I think the one good thing about this is it's interesting because if you go to a regular bank and apply for a loan, the worse credit that you've got, the higher the interest rate you're going to pay. But it's the exact opposite with Small Business Administration. If you have credit available elsewhere, you're going to end up paying more for that loan. But if you generally have less credit score or don't have as much credit, you're going to get that lower rate. So it really works out well. And then there's an added incentive for folks too. You can apply for these loans. And when you do get these loans, which don't cost anything to apply, you don't pay any fees. There is no cost at all to apply for a loan. And the great thing is if you say at the end of it, I don't want to do it, hey, we understand. But the good thing about the loan is when you do take your loan, you don't pay interest. Interest is not accrued, and you don't have to pay for the first 12 months of that loan. So you can use that money for 12 months, and if you're lucky enough, maybe you only took out a $50,000 loan with the Small Business Administration, and at that point, you don't even need collateral for that. Maybe you could get that $50,000 paid off within the first 12 months, and technically, you don't pay any interest. The 3% or whatever the interest rate that they determine you're going to have doesn't start until after the 12-month point. So there's a lot of benefits to taking the Small Business Administration loan.
And you're saying, as you said, folks can apply for the loan, and if they're, you know, accepted and that loan is granted, they don't necessarily have to take the loan.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it. They don't have to accept it. You know, we recommend, hey, apply. Even if you're thinking about it, just apply. That way we can get you into the system. And if you need some time to think about it, that's great, because right now we've extended the deadline. There was an original deadline for property damage of December 22nd, FEMA has determined that they're going to extend that deadline by 60 days, and Small Business Administration said, yep, we're going to do that too. So right now, February 22nd is the deadline to apply. And the great thing is we've got the Small Business Administrations. We've got a disaster loan outreach center here in Bethel, over at City Hall. Two of our customer service representatives are over there, and they've been helping some folks, which is great to see, but more than welcome to get as many people in there as possible. And they're helping folks with the loans. So we're able to do that, and it's a good thing for folks. So they're able to do that in person. They're also able to go to our website, thelending.sba.gov, to do that. And then they're also able to call. We've got a 1-800 number for somebody who wants to take that loan. And that makes it a lot easier, too. So you can start the lending process right there at 1-800-659-2955.
Could you, I guess before I'll ask you some more details about that kind of like Bethel pop-up almost, could you walk us through a little bit, like what kind of items can people use the loans for? What type of coverage?
Yeah, so right now, the way it works is if you've had physical damage to your house, you can get a loan of up to $500,000 for the actual property damage. Additionally, if you've lost items from your house, household items, some of that stuff you're never going to be able to replace. But if there are items that you can replace, you can actually get up to another $100,000 for that. And what's very unique for this Alaska situation is we actually approved loans for subsistence camps. So things like camp gear, hunting and fishing and cooking gear, even vehicles. If you use a vehicle like a boat or a snow machine to get back and forth between your subsistence camp, those are eligible if they were destroyed or damaged beyond regular use at the camp, or if you need to just, if they were damaged and you can replace them, but it's going to cost you money to do that. The only thing that is not eligible is the physical structures for the subsistence camps. Now, obviously, your primary residence is included in the loans. You're able to get a loan for those, but just you're not able to take a loan for the physical structures such as building sheds and smokehouses at the subsistence camps. But like I said, the everyday camp gear, you know, everything from tarps, tents, saws, chainsaws, if all of that stuff was washed away, we can get you a loan to replace that stuff.
And what about, I don't know if you're able to estimate, but what is a typical timeline from getting approved to getting those funds available to you to begin replacing or repairing?
Absolutely. With the Small Business Administration, obviously, it's impossible to give a firm date, but we actually approve our loans very quickly. And if folks have applied for their homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, generally, if they apply at the same time, we can generally get them the money quicker than they would for insurance. So the way we work it is if you've applied to your homeowner's insurance and said, hey, I need to get money for the insurance, get my settlement out, and you apply for the Small Business Administration, what can happen is you can apply for it before you get paid out from your insurance company. And what we do is we'll basically give you the full amount, and then when you get that settlement from your insurance company, we'll actually take that money basically as kind of a replacement, and it'll cut down on the loan amount that you've taken out. So it really works out well for the individual person. So that's why we want people to apply as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. And again, there's the flexibility that they don't have to take that loan right away. So as long as they keep letting us know that they want that loan, we're basically going to keep it there. And when they're ready to access that loan, that's great. And then they've got 12 months, no interest, and no payment.
Yeah. And when folks are coming into the Bethel kind of pop-up office, what kind of questions are they going to be asked? What kind of information is important for them to have when applying for a loan?
Yeah, the important information that they're going to have, obviously, is what was damaged. They're going to need as much information as possible. We're able to basically help them through the entire process. The one thing that we want to make sure is if they've got IDs to bring them. Now, tribal IDs are okay, but there are times where you're going to need a federal ID or a state ID, driver's license, a passport or something. So the federal ID can, or the tribal ID will help in the initial phase, but I think further down the road, they're going to need like a driver's license or something like that. But in the short term, if you've just got a tribal ID, that'll work. But when the actual stuff, the loan part of that is getting processed, you're going to need hopefully a driver's license or a passport.
Great. And I saw that the SBA approved about $3 million that could be used in loans for this. Yeah. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Or that is that kind of the total amount that people are able to? Yeah.
Yeah. So each person is going to get an individual loan amount. And when we add it all up together, that's what we end up with as far as the numbers. And so right now we've had approximately 63 people applying for home loans and two for business loans. So we've approved $3.73 million in home loans and just over $60,000 for business loans. So, and we're really happy with that number. We'd love to get that number up, but we're really happy that we could at least be out there and helping the folks. And those numbers, they will make an impact on people's lives. So we're really happy for those numbers.
Wow. So that's the amount that people have already applied for and have been granted. It's about $3 million plus the $60,000 you're saying for small businesses.
$3.7 million plus $60,000 for businesses. So, okay. You know, and like I said, that money's there for them. Some of them may have already taken it. Some of them may not have taken it yet. But that's the great thing about these loans is until they take that loan, interest doesn't start accruing. And once they do take that loan, interest isn't going to start accruing for 12 months. So it's really beneficial for them. And if 12 months down the road, they determine I don't need a loan, you know, and they haven't taken that money yet, they can say I don't need it. And there's going to be no cost to them.
Yeah, and I'm just also curious, kind of on a bigger scale question here, because the SBA does kind of pop up to help people after these disasters. Like you mentioned, like there's like a branch, and but it is also, you know, taking out a loan, and there's a possibility, like with any loan, of accruing debt, and especially with interest, though it's a low interest rate. I'm curious, I don't know if you can speak to the, you know, because it's sounding like the SBA does aim to help people in this, like, are you finding across loans? I mean, not this particular situation because it's so new, but in trying to assist people through disasters, are you finding that people are able to pay them off? There's so much that's uprooted in a life when a disaster hits.
And the great thing about our loans is, and there are people who haven't paid their loans, but I think the great thing about this loan is it could be up to a 30-year term. So like I said, there's up to $50,000 you don't need collateral. So if you take a $50,000 loan, and if you get that loan and you've got a 30-year time frame to pay that off, that's going to cut your payments down extremely low. And even with the 3% interest, it's going to be extremely low. Obviously, we always hope that people can pay back their loans on time. And again, we have loan officers who are going to go through and they're going to determine people's credit worthiness. So not everybody who applies is going to get approved for a loan, but we do our best to make sure that people get approved for a loan, and we'll actually work with them. But when it comes down to the payments, we hope that everybody gets a loan amount that they're able to repay. And we give them a good enough time period where it won't be a huge, hopefully won't be a huge financial burden on them.
Yeah. And also just to be clear, just for people listening, so when you say that there's no collateral, that means there's no kind of pledge of anything to secure a loan.
$150,000. Yes, it's basically just the faith that they're going to repay it. Anything above that, they're going to need some sort of collateral, and in many cases, it may be their home or vehicles or something basically to cover that loan in case they're unable to pay.
All right. Well, Jason, I know we're running short on time here. Are there any other details that you'd like to get out there for folks who might be interested in applying for a loan with the SBA?
Well, I think the most important thing is, again, stop in, talk to our folks, see if it's right for you. There's no cost to apply. So even if you're not 100% sure you want a loan, it's better to be in the system and say no in the long term because it doesn't cost you anything than it is to miss the February 22nd deadline. And then for businesses, the economic injury deadline is July 22nd, 2026. But for personal property and homes, it's going to be the February 22nd deadline. So get in, get into the system, talk to our folks and see if that loan is right for you. You're not going to find from a local bank anything less as low of interest as you're going to pay with the Small Business Administration. And another great thing is, let's say you've already done repairs to your house or you've started to replace stuff. We could actually give you a loan to cover that if you've put that on a credit card or you've taken out a personal loan from a bank and it's at a higher interest rate, you can actually take out the SBA loan, pay that loan off, the higher interest loan off, or pay your credit card off as long as it's for the items that were lost. And you've got, instead of an 18% credit card payment, you've got a 3% or a little higher, depending on whatever they give you as far as your loan rate, but a much less than that 18% loan. And same thing with if you've taken a loan from a bank, maybe you're paying 10, 12%, 3% or 4% or 5%, depending on what they determine your rate's going to be, is a lot less. And that's going to significantly cut down on the amount you pay every month.
Great. Well, thank you again so much for coming on to Coffee Today and filling in some of these details about this. Yeah, this thing that's happening just next door over here at City Hall. Could you remind us before we head out again what the hours of operation are and what dates folks will be there in person?
Yes. So they're going to be guaranteed to be in the office from 8 to 5 every day. They're in one of the rooms over in City Hall. So they'll be there from 8 to 5. Both of our customer service representatives are over there. And they'll give you their contact information so you'll be able to call them, talk to them. But physically stop by always is helpful too. Drop in, they'll be there through the end of the week. And it's a possibility we may be coming back sometime in January now that we've got the extension. So, but I highly recommend getting in there. But again, you can also apply at the 1-800 number or at the lending.sba.gov website. So if you can't make it in person, the 1-800 number or the lending.sba.gov, you can start the processes there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, Jason.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That was a conversation between myself, Samantha Watson, and Jason Chetty, who works in the Office of Operations and Disaster Recovery for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Thanks for tuning in.